This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving into more Today Focus, it's Tuesday the 18th of February here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, it's Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horner here to shine along with Kara Schillen and your thoughts as well. We're going to, for the final time the last couple of days, give away some more of those audiobook CDs, the ones that you've been hearing us talk about. Dial up 888-302-DOUG right now if you'd like to get one of these. Become eligible for our drawing tomorrow of the special, the wireless headphone set that you'll get if you're one of the people that have gotten, you sign up when you call the number 888-302-3684. Or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJVshow. You can find the way there to get one of these audiobooks. And then, from that point, you could be the winner of this wireless headphone set. Very cool. The book is copied Golden in Death. It's on CD, available wherever audiobooks are sold now, from the author, the same person. She doesn't use her own name, Nora Roberts. She uses the pseudonym J.D. Robb for this series, Golden in Death, the 50th book in the In Death series. That's kind of a whodunit, as you would expect. So, enjoy that sort of thing, like listening in the car, listening at the beach, listening wherever you go. Maybe as you go to bed at night, you don't want to watch television, listen to some good books. It's kind of a modern way to get edumacated, if you know what I mean, and to have entertainment. A lot of people love these books. So, right now, 888-302-3684. Kara will talk to you. We get on the list here as we finalize the winners at facebook.com/DJVshow, and we'll tell you where everybody stands by the end of the hour. Meanwhile, right now, Jennifer has the microphone. You want to hold the microphone? You want to put it down in front of you? You have a little stand like I do, right? And the microphone is kind of right in front of your nose. Where's my nose right there? My nose. Whiskers. Okay. Jennifer doesn't have either of those. Hello, anybody home?
I know, right?
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
If anyone just tuned in, that's the weirdest 30 seconds of radio ever.
What, the
nose? You don't like listening to Doug's beard?
Yeah, that's just...
Okay. All right, so Jennifer, there must be something. I was looking at the number of, and I'm talking about real numbers here, how much money is being spent on radio and television. If you have any, if you're a business, and this is my plug, if you're a business and you have any doubt as to how radio works or advertising in general, radio, television, electronic media, using social media, I mean, all of it, advertising works. And the best example is Michael Bloomberg. He is everywhere using money to buy advertising on radio and television. And now in the last month, he's gone from zero, squat, no registration, wasn't even on the Richter scale, to now being tied with Bernie. So, I mean, that's got to tell you something about how advertising works.
Tied is a strong word. He's running in second place. He's at 19%. Bernie's at 31% in the newest poll.
After the next debate, I think you'll see a change in that, too.
I think it's going to go either really well for Bloomberg, and people are going to go, all right, this guy's got some, you know, moderate, middle-of-the-road kind of views, and it's going to make Bernie look even further to the left, or Bloomberg's going to kind of, I think he's going to be good in a debate, but it'll be very interesting to see what happens at the end, because in the last debate, nobody saw it coming, but it was very obvious that Amy Klobuchar had a bang-up night. She's since raised $12 million from that debate. So it could end up being, you know, everyone's focusing on Bloomberg, but maybe someone else ends up having a really good night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And is it going to get nasty? Because it really hasn't gotten nasty. But
I think it will.
I do too. I think there are a lot of people who are a little ticked that he dropped in late and that he's spending all that money that they can't spend because they don't have it. But in any case,
they don't have a message. He's got a message. So they've already told what their message is already out there. The news media has taken very good care of all these people when it came to their messages. So listen, don't kid yourself. I think the news media has especially collaborated well with some of these candidates, especially.
Well, they've been collaborating with Liz Warren, and then she's been disappointing nonetheless.
Right.
So.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, what else do you want us to know about politics? And
well, I was going to talk about the White House.
The White House
dinner.
Dinner,
right?
Yes, okay. Yeah,
so it's not until April 25th that there's always like a big, kind of a hullabaloo about who's going to actually host it. And so I thought it was kind of interesting. Last time around, it was not done by a comedian, I don't believe. The time before, it was really rough. Remember, they were going after Sarah Sanders' appearance. Now Kenan Thompson, who's the longest tenured Saturday Night Live cast member, if you can believe it, he's been there a long time. He's going to host the White House Correspondents' Dinner on April the 25th. The featured entertainer is Hasan Minhaj, who is the host of Netflix Patriot Act and was also the entertainer at the 2017 dinner. And then the White House Correspondents Association president is Jonathan Carl from ABC. He's the chief White House correspondent for
ABC. I thought
ABC
that
News.
The guy from 2017 was a dud. He was not.
They had the
well
author. I think last year everybody, I didn't watch it, but my mom watched it and said he was great. He was the author who wrote several books on different presidents, and he basically gave a talk on, I forget what it was, but my mom said it was excellent. She really liked it. Other people may have thought it was boring. My mom thought it was really interesting because it was historical instead of satire.
I just want to know what Fancy Nancy thinks about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, they're partnering for this year with the Bob Bain Productions Company, which has produced the Critics' Choice Awards, the Teen Choice Awards. Maybe people will get slimed on stage. Mm. That would be kind of fun. The Creative Arts Emmys, Miss America, and Trevor Noah's stand-up special. So they'll help produce this year's dinner. And they'll give away the Katharine Graham Award for Courage and Accountability and the Award for Excellence in Presidential News Coverage. Good luck. By visual journalists. So there you go. So Kenan Thompson, that's a big thing. And I think what surprised me most about the story is that he's the longest tenured Saturday Night Live cast member.
Think about
how long he's been around. Yeah. And
he
just kind of hangs in the background. He's not like a superstar, but he's always there and funny.
Consistent. So yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, you and I are in California here. A couple of items that I'd like your comment on. The California Supreme Court has ruled that Apple Store employees have to be paid for the time it takes to have their belongings checked in before they leave their shifts. This just seems kind of like in the weeds to me, but it's made a lot of noise.
This is
going to
affect, actually, this is, yeah, this one case is probably going to affect retail in general, because most high-end retailers, whether it's electronics or Best Buy or Tiffany's, I used to, when I lived in Manhattan, I used to see the line of employees waiting to go home, and all their belongings had to be searched because, you know, they could smuggle some diamonds home. So this is going to affect all retail, I think, across the board, any company that searches their employees at the end of the night or end of the shift.
Well, it's sort of got, it sounds like it's been abused somewhat. If you have to wait in line for 45 minutes to have your belongings checked when you're off work, that sounds
a little abusive to me.
Yeah, I mean, you make the system, if you really care about the employees, you make it faster for them, and then you don't leave yourself open for this kind of a problem. And now what they've done, you know, Apple in many ways is I think they're pretty arrogant. In a lot of ways.
Is that going to open them up for lawsuits about inappropriate touching and stuff? I mean, do they have to sign
a release? No, it's just they search. I think it's a metal detector, and then they search your bag.
Mm-hmm. Do you see where, speaking of big companies like Apple, Jeff Bezos has pledged $10 billion to fight climate change?
Yeah.
It's the Bezos Earth Fund. I mean, $10 billion is worth, what, $150 billion? Or his wife took $38, so he's down to a paltry $120 billion, so he's going to pledge about 10% of it to fight climate change. And that's a drop in the bucket, but it's a sign, or maybe it's a...
Well, the reason he has to do this is because he has his own employees at Amazon locations all around the country protesting the environmental impact that Amazon is making. And these are the actual current employees. So I guess this is his way of slapping a Band-Aid on the situation. But, instead of putting $10 billion somewhere else, why don't you just improve your package packaging Amazon, because if I order like one tube of toothpaste, it comes in a gigantic box.
This is a visual, Victoria, and it's also a tax deduction, so he has to pay taxes on less income. And there's that, and maybe not being a cynic, it maybe is something that is going to be helpful. I think you're going to let it shake out, but at least it brings attention back again to their. And this is just for Earth Day. Earth Day is the first part of April. So this gives people something to talk about. I don't think it's bad. I just don't, you know, you don't know what the money's going to be used for at this point. Maybe it's too early to guess. Jennifer, Los Angeles County is dismissing 66,000 marijuana convictions, as well they should. Some of them go back to 1961. The DA, Jackie Lacey, says that she, along with Code for America, filed a motion to have cannabis-related convictions dismissed for anybody in the country who's younger than 22 or older than 49. Okay, so what's, Why is there an age attached to
it? I don't know why there's a stipulation. It's legal now, so I feel like you either make the decision to make everything after the legal date go away. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there were people were still breaking the law before, so I don't know if I disagree with just making it all disappear for people who have already, you know, gone through it, because at the time they were breaking the law.
Yeah, I know, but at some point you gotta look at all the people
problem,
who are in
though,
jail.
The problem, though, is the reason it's under 22 is because, and over 49, well, the over 49 thing I don't really get, actually. But the under 22, I get, because that can, a drug conviction on your record can stop someone from getting into college, you can't get a job, you can't get credit cards, I mean, it really, that completely screws up everyone's life.
At this point, is marijuana still really considered a drug?
If it's on your record, though, if someone does a background check on you.
The substance of the THC.
Although I'd say a lot of people get around their background checks. If it was something marijuana-related, a lot of times people can explain it away. It's not like they committed a murder. You know, it's not like they were into. So I think you can explain it away if it was only a one-time thing. But for people with multiple offenses. Well.
Brendan and I walked up to Santa Monica Boulevard. He lives on La Jolla. So we went up to have dinner. And there's a MedMen on Santa Monica. Line is out
that's
the door.
Like an Apple store for weed.
Yeah, it is. And it's by the way, modeled after
Fifth
the
Avenue
Apple
in Manhattan.
Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're modeled like, after the Apple store. They're all
nuts.
Over the place in Los Angeles County. There's one down the street over here on Lincoln that is, you know, people are always standing around waiting to get in. And they're very careful about who they let in and how they check you all out. So, anyway, but Los Angeles, if it gets done here, it probably will lead the way, Jennifer, for other communities perhaps to look at this the same way. I'm just bothered by how many people are in jail on marijuana convictions. I just think it's nuts. Crazy.
Well, and it disproportionately affects black and brown people. So,
yeah,
and that's another big part of it. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of things, not just that, there are a lot of things in the legal system, like watching a white cop stop a black guy in a red car with a blonde. Look, how many of those do you see around? I see them all. I literally see one of those at least every day around here someplace. It's almost a, you know, it's almost a joke. It is. It's a joke. So, anyway, let's talk about something that is not a joke, and that's your credit card debt. Do you know that credit card debt in the U.S. has exceeded $930 billion? We were just talking about what Bezos is worth. Can you imagine that you and your friends and your relatives have credit card debt, and it's, by the way, risen to a record number as of the final quarter anyway. The numbers, the stats are in for 2019. Americans spent very aggressively. The economy is strong. Job market is good. Proportion of people seriously behind on their payments has increased to a record number as well. So perhaps that's why you need the credit card debt hotline. If you're in that situation, that's your problem, call 800-560-6760 and get some free advice. A free consultation is yours if you want it. 800-560-6760. See how they can help you and all your friends that are way in debt get out of it and do it the right legal way. 800-560-6760.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is not Aretha. In fact, it is Jennifer Hudson who is playing Aretha in the biography, the picture that is just wrapped up filming, the story of Aretha Franklin for taking the stage at the NBA All-Star Game. Jennifer Hudson this weekend shared the news that filming has been completed for this movie. She's taken the role as the Queen of Soul. How do you like that? A little poetry, ladies, huh? She's taken the role of the Queen of Soul. You impressed or not?
Very poetic.
Very poetic, yes. I think it's going to be a good movie. I'm looking forward to it, frankly.
I hope it's done well, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen some really good biopics lately, and then,
yep,
you know, and in the past there have been some terrible ones, so
yeah,
I hope it's good.
I'd like to see somebody do a biopic of Stevie Wonder, frankly. And I'd like to see one of a couple of the Motown side. All right, let me just not digress here for a second. Apparently, Jennifer Hudson posted on Instagram, quote, "Too overwhelmed to get into it right now, but words can't express how grateful I am to have been chosen by the Queen herself and to live out yet another dream. It was my honor to play the one and only Queen of Soul." She was second place finisher on American Idol, was she not, Jennifer?
No, she didn't even
make
the top 10.
Oh, she didn't make the top 10?
No.
I knew she didn't win, but she came out of that whole grist.
She was like 13th or something. Yeah,
wow.
It was crazy.
Yep. Hudson shared a second post with a series of photos from the set of Respect. It'll be out in October this fall. She confirmed last December that Aretha, who had passed away in 2018, had handpicked her for the role back in 2007. When she won the Oscar for Dreamgirls. Remember, that was her first foray.
She was great in that.
Into the public eye. Yep. Franklin made her final decision on the cast while Hudson was part of the revival of The Color Purple on Broadway,
which she was also amazing in. So,
yeah. Good for her.
Aretha made the best choice that of anyone that we certainly know of.
Yep. All right, next up musically, at 26 past the hour here on the DJB program with Victoria Cara, you and me, the Eagles, taking the stage at Madison Square Garden on Friday night to perform their masterpiece Hotel California last Friday. Man, what a big, I'd like to have seen that show. Kicked off with a man walking onto stage and placing a vinyl copy of Hotel California on a turntable. The second the needle hit, the curtain rose and the band launched into the title track. That'd be pretty dramatic, wouldn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
What a
it
great
seems
audience.
Like it,
yeah. Eagles had never attempted a complete album prior to last September when they debuted this particular show in Las Vegas. Only two original members of the band, Henley and Joe Walsh, remain. The others, Glenn Frey's been dead, what, for 4 or 5 years? Filling in the gaps in the lineup are Glenn's 26-year-old son, Deacon Frey, country singer Vince Gill, who I'm told is quite good in this, guitarist Stuart Smith, and bassist Timothy B. Schmidt, who's been an official Eagle since joining up with them during the Hotel California tour in 1977. The band was joined not by just a string section, but also a choir of 77 people on stage with them. Wow. This has got to have been a hell of an experience.
I saw some people on social media filming some of it, and it was a spectacle.
And it went on and on and on. They did the album, and then they took a break, and they came back, and they played another 22 songs.
Yeah, it's some like a biggest, 3-hour show.
Yeah. Some of the biggest applause came when the spotlight went to Deacon. He not only looks like his father, looked in 1975, but he also inherited his voice. So that's kind of cool for him. As the set wound down, solo hits like Joe Walsh's Life's Been Good, Don Henley's Boys of Summer worked their way into the show. Those are both great songs, I think, frankly. The Eagles are taking this show across America over the next couple of months into London for some gigs at Wembley Stadium in August. So that's a gig worth getting into. It's a really...
It'll
really
cost
good.
You, but it'll be worth it, too.
Yep. All right, so that's it. The Eagles in the focus here on the DJV program and our musical spotlight for this hour at 28 past the hour. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Latecomer to the race for the Democratic White House nomination, Michael Bloomberg, vaulting to second place in a national poll just out this morning. The PBS Marist survey finding Bernie Sanders at the top with 31% support, Bloomberg second with 19%. It means Bloomberg's qualified for tomorrow night's debate in Nevada. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we go again, 34 after the hour, here on the Tuesday DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug looking into deep dark side of world realities. And I don't think there's anything darker today than the NASCAR crash. Oh. And what you look at the video of that and you wonder how this guy's even still alive. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous occupation in sports. So how is he doing this, Ryan?
Well, apparently, the latest that we know is that he miraculously, they say he has non-life-threatening injuries. And I just watched this crash for the first time. I don't know how anyone could survive that. Not only did the car flip over multiple times, it was already on fire by the time it was doing its second airborne loop. So it's really just, I said to Kara, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, but I don't know that I've ever seen a crash this bad.
Isn't this why people go to watch these? I mean, seriously.
I don't think so. No, I think this would be
the crashes and stuff.
I've had like plenty of friends who. I've had plenty of friends go to lots of NASCAR races, and they love the whole experience. You have to wear serious head plugs or earplugs because
very noisy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so noisy, and you get very dirty too. I've been told. You go home with like pretty much like a layer of soot on you.
Track. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Kara and I were just talking about this. I can't even imagine when this happened to be in the audience and to be a loved one of Ryan Newman, you know, to be his, cause I go right to the family, like when Kobe and his daughter died, sure. I went right to, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I can't imagine being his wife and in that circumstance. And this is so tough. Kara said they brought out screens so that people wouldn't be able to zoom in and take pictures while they were taking him out of the car. Mm-hmm. And this is a shakeup for all the drivers too.
Yeah.
You know, this
well,
it could have
close,
been any one of them.
Pretty friendly. Yeah,
I think they are, and you know, it also hits very close to home because it could have easily been any one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we're hoping that
a good thought for the guy.
Yeah, we're hoping that as the day goes on, we'll get more of an update. Yeah. But the latest update that I can find is that it's non-life threatening, but he is still listed in serious condition.
While we're in Florida. You may be interested to know that Taylor Swift's father had a burglar who broke into his penthouse, and he beat him up, essentially. He lives in a pretty exclusive place. I'm sure that Taylor's helped her dad out a little bit. And,
how did somebody get into their penthouse? That's...
Apparently, through some emergency escape stairwell.
Wow.
He's up 13 floors in the penthouse. At this building.
Oh, naturally, the 13th floor. That's funny. That's her. Right. That's her lucky number. So.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Her birthday is December 13th, so 13 is always her lucky number. So I wouldn't. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me that he was on the 13th floor.
So the guy got away. He had lengthy arrest record, violence by strangulation, great, battery, burglary, deadly weapon assaults, kidnapping. Good God. And so he was targeting, I'm looking at this, he didn't just go in there randomly. He knew what he was going for. He figured he'd get a haul out of a big, expensive apartment. So anyway,
wow.
But the old man chased him around and he went out the door and psh, bingo. So that takes care of, that's a good lesson. Don't let these, but I mean, if he's got a gun, if somebody's got a gun, you let them do what they're going to do. If they don't, you chase them around a little bit if you feel like you can handle it. I wouldn't let somebody just come and wander around in my house without giving them a fight.
Do you want to hear? Yeah, that's totally true. Do you want to hear the craziest thing? Page Six is reporting on this story that the suspect is that he climbed 13 floors on an emergency escape stairwell.
Yeah.
And so that's how he got into the apartment.
That's how he got in, and that's how he got out.
When the father, when Taylor's father came home, found him like rustling through papers and stuff, probably looking to, you know, any the bank book maybe to steal. So, and that's, I guess, when the confrontation happened. But the weirdest thing is this guy's mother. Now, this is a mother, I guess, you know, this is a blind mother. She says, quote, her son got lost while looking for churches by the water. He has broken and entered.
On the 13th floor of a fire escape, he's looking for a church. Yeah.
But he was lost because he was looking for a church.
Ay, ay, ay.
Unbelievable.
Right. Help yourself to that one. 888, speaking of help yourself, 888-302-DOUG. You got 10 more minutes to win the last of these audiobook CDs of J.D. Robb's new book, Golden in Death, which has gotten a lot of attention here. A lot of people, hey, this is very cool because it is available in all the bookstores right now. Also, the audiobook is available wherever audiobooks are sold, all the department stores, that sort of thing. So call now, 888-302-3684. Carol will take a couple of more calls. And we also have some people that are entering this by going to facebook.com/DJV Show. I don't know, you just put a quick note in at just DJVshow.com. But take a chance. I'm going to give you the list before we're done the next 10 minutes. I'll give you the list of all of the winners of the audiobook, and then from that list we'll draw Kara or who you guys decide amongst yourselves how you want to give away this wireless headphone set tomorrow. So you can listen to your copy, the audiobook copy of Golden in Death on CD, written by J.D. Robb. It's a nom de plume for Nora Roberts. The book is called Golden in Death. It's a murder mystery, as you can imagine. That's what all of these are. And so get your copy now, 888-302-3684, as they last, and facebook.com/DJV Show. The Chinese are back in the focus, not just because of the coronavirus. You know, the doctor, the head of that hospital, is dead. now after getting it. The death toll is 1,870 some odd now, including the people outside, five people outside mainland China. It is not a problem. Now they've shut the country down. I think they're going to, I don't know what they'll do, maybe wipe out a lot of people there, but it's not, I don't see it affecting the rest of the world now that it's gotten all contained. Even if a random case shows up, they can deal with that that way, unless the news media scares the hell out of everybody like they usually do. Now, there's another story that I was interested in your comments on, ladies. The Chinese apparently have gone right to the wall, and they're doing it behind the cloak of all this problem with coronavirus. There are, you know, we were talking yesterday about the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Well, it seems the Chinese had built camps for Muslims.
Oh, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, but apparently they really turned up the heat here the last week or two because they are being asked to let people out of detention camps. But instead, they've cracked down more. This is like, you know, this reminds me of after Bush was elected and we had September 11th and all that stuff. Meanwhile, John, what's his face, who was the attorney general, sent 34 people out to Washington State when they just had legalized marijuana there to arrest everybody who was buying legal marijuana because it was against federal law. This was a week after September 11th. He sends 34 FBI agents out there to arrest people who are buying marijuana. So this, to me, this is the same kind of thing. They've been criticized for doing it, so they're doing more of it. They have locked away a million. The Chinese have incarcerated a million ethnic minorities, most of whom are Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to... I don't know if you want to call it proselytizing, but I guess it is, because they don't want them to be Muslim
communist
anymore. So they're
trying to get somebody not to be gay.
Right. It is. It's a conversion therapy in a sense.
Yeah, that is
what they're doing. But this has been, you know, China has such a lockdown on so much news, you know, and they're so insular. But groups like Amnesty International and Peter Gabriel's Witness Group, they've been talking about this for years. This has been going on. And so it's great that it's now finally.
What was the name of that Christian group of Feng? What was that? About 15 years ago, they were trying to drive the Christian kids out of Feng Dong or something like that. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Let me just look. Well, go ahead. Keep talking. I'm going to find out later.
This has been, I'm happy that it's finally, you know, you can read about it on USA Today, you know, it's CNN's covering it. It's good that we're finally talking about this, because this is not the only camp that's doing it. So this is in Tibet, they've been going through the same thing. They're doing the same thing there. It's really a huge problem. But what can those people,
well, it's not a problem for them. It's a problem if you're there and you're a Christian or you're a Muslim. Or whatever, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Catholic, if you're a Taoist, if you're Islamic,
if you're not the group that they want you to be,
then
you're in big trouble.
Fong Shang, that's not the group I'm looking for, though. There's another group of Christians, and I just can't remember the name, and I can't find it here. But anyway, everybody understands what we're talking about. Not the place to be. It's certainly not a place to go tour. I remember going there at the behest of the Chinese government. I think it was 96 or 97. It was quite a trip. It was very memorable. And I liked the people a lot. The people that were my guides and drivers, and they were just fabulous people. And they were told that they were being watched by the government because they weren't supposed to talk. Like, I wasn't supposed to meet their families or anything like that. Nothing personal about anybody, you know, and you know me, I'm always asking people about, okay, what's your wife like? How many children do you have? And they'd just clam up because they weren't even supposed to talk about that stuff. Pretty amazing. All right, 44 after the hour here, the folks at MyPillow are celebrating. They're always celebrating because they've got something really good to celebrate. And so do you if you have taken advantage of buying the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, mattress covers, it goes on and on and on. And there are special pillows that they make, the roll-and-go travel pillows, accessory pillows. They make seat cushions for your car or for your furniture roll and go pillows you can use around your neck as you travel. The pillowcases they have are very colorful, very, very delightful. There are many, many things that when you look at the catalog, you wish you could buy. And you can, because they make it easy. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell will finance it for you. He's the boss at MyPillow, and he said, okay, spend $200, spend whatever you want, and we'll let you pay for it over time. So find out how that works, and also look at all the people that have so much to say about the pillows. They are washable, dryable, all made in America. But you know what? They're more important than that. They're comfortable. They help you get a better night's rest. Sleep increases all kinds of things, your sex drive, fertility, eliminates heart disease, or certainly helps you with that to prevent it, improves mental health. It is the way to go. Go to MyPillow.com. Don't be restless in bed anymore. Try the MyPillows. Great sleep every single night and all the things that go along with it. Visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get the most comfortable pillows and all the other things. Discounts range from 35 to 65%, depending on the product that you're buying. But certainly the key to discounts and saving, having MyPillow.com right there at your fingertips, is to use the promo code DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here are the winners of our contest for this fabulous book. You're going to have a good time listening to this story, and it's a good story too. So here we have our winners list. All these people are eligible. Have the drawing tomorrow for the headset. Karen Engberg, Janet Matson, Luella Bennett, Barbara Willems, Eldon Hutcherson, Tony Petrello, Laura Leonard, Janice Kitchens, Henry Zabski, Chad Howard, Donna Carrico, I believe is how you pronounce the name, Jean de Burke, Gabor Moores, M-O-R-C-Z. It's an interesting name, isn't it, huh? That interesting. That's a very interesting name, Gabor Moores. Denise Otto, Nancy McBride. All right, so Kara's put that list together. We got them all here, and tomorrow we'll put all the names in a hat, and bing, bang, boom, we'll see who comes out. Maybe I'll get Daisy. What do you think Daisy could pick? She can put her paw on the list, and the person whose name she put her paw on wins. You like that? How about that for a winner? Who thinks that's a good idea? Well, maybe we'll perfect it a little.
Try
10 before
it.
The hour. Yeah.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Always perk up when you hear the James Bond theme, don't you? So there's a lot of news. We were talking earlier about the new theme song. As a matter of fact, I think we played part of it, didn't we, yesterday? Was it yesterday or Friday we played the new theme song from Billie Eilish?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That sounds very much like a James Bond theme to me.
It does, yeah.
So now the news about James Bond is that they're going to postpone anything and everything that has to do with James Bond, at least in China, because of the coronavirus. They had, you know, they're all running around the world now with a press tour. They're trying to get Daniel Craig to go out, and I think he's working on another movie. Not sure how that's going to work, but, you know, he says he's not going to do any more of these, and they're looking for another one. I don't know.
He said that the last time, and he came back for one more.
And they paid him $50 million to do this one. So yeah. Let's see. It obviously has to, he obviously is attached to it now as a box office hero. So they don't want to let go of that. Let me see what happens anyway. Okay, so, and the stuff in China is understandable. Chuck Curry not with us today. So Victoria and Karen and I have as our job to bring you up to date. I was looking at some of the movies. I haven't been to the movies for a couple of weeks. I want to go see. I'm not sure whether I want to see Downhill or not because I don't like Will Ferrell. And I'm not hearing good things about how they didn't like each other apparently. They don't like each other in the movie, and they apparently don't like each other in person, from what I can glean.
Well, Jen saw it and said that she thought it was going to be a comedy, but it really wasn't.
Was
so,
yeah. And Fantasy Island, man, if you want to get the creeps, Jared just underscored it for me. It's supposed to be a horror. Why do they ruin stuff like that? Was a
I thought that was going to be a really cool movie that I was looking forward to because the cast is really good and I like some of the actresses I follow. But then when I heard it was just a straight horror movie and it's gotten terrible reviews.
Awful.
But it actually, you know, I guess people wanted to see it anyway, but it came in third for the long weekend over the, at the box office.
Have you got, now that we're done with the long weekend, how did Sonic the Hedgehog do? How did they?
Sonic did a lot better than what they thought. It hit $70 million over the long weekend. And that actually, Jim Carrey is the voice of Sonic, and this is a huge win for him. It's actually his second biggest opening domestically after Bruce Almighty. Which was, that was a big movie for
that
him.
That was actually, I don't like Jim Carrey, but that was not a, a Morgan Freeman.
I love
that.
Bruce
wasn't
Almighty.
It?
Yeah,
yeah wasn't
that's a
bad
great movie.
Yeah.
And Steve Carell is really good in it, too. Everyone in it. Yeah. That's a fun movie. And Jennifer Aniston was adorable in that, too. Yeah. So, so Sonic took the top spot, and which I don't think was really that expected. I think people, from what I had read, people really thought maybe Birds of Prey, which is the Harley Quinn movie, that came in second, and it made another $17 million. But I don't know. I still think they should have changed the name sooner because it's very confusing. Yeah. And then the Fantasy Island, the horror flick, that came in third place with almost 12 and a half million, 14 million over 4 days. So,
Kara,
and then,
I just did a photograph. How'd that do?
The photograph was in fourth. That made $13 million in 4 days.
That looks like about the only thing that's around now that I actually want to see. I was not. I saw the trailer for this Harley Quinn thing. Didn't do a thing for me. Gretel and Hansel is another horror sci-fi thing. Yaka bunga. The Gentleman's still there. Is that, where is that in the top ten? Is it still making any Bad Boys for Life? They've been around for a while.
They came in fifth. And then sixth place was Downhill. That's the Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
1917 still showing up?
Still hanging. Yeah, it's probably still in the top ten. I don't have the whole list. I only have the top six. But, yeah, it's. I'm sure it's probably doing well because people have a renewed interest in that. Anytime movies do well at the Oscars or after award season, people always want to go and see it. And especially since I think a lot of people didn't realize that 1917 is shot in all one continuous shot.
Right.
And I think once people started talking about that at the Oscars, I think that that's probably intriguing for people to want to see that on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. The thing that's crazy to me, just real fast, is that Jumanji is still in the top ten. That movie has been in theaters for how many months now? It's doing
people
really
love
well.
Love The Rock, and he's obviously established a real friendship with Kevin Hart, and it seems to work on screen for sure. I didn't want to go see. I saw Jumanji, the one they were in. I didn't like the trailer for this one. It looked too gruesome, chewing up, eating up stuff. I don't want to see that stuff. Harrison Ford.
Pretty sure it's a kids movie, but okay. Oh, man.
Well, you know me. All right, so Harrison Ford is on the record now saying that he was shocked that he was asked to come back. He doesn't get credit in the trailer. Did you notice that? Unless they've changed, I mean, not the trailer, but in the credits. Of Star Wars, yeah. He said, bringing me back, I assumed the character wouldn't return after he was killed by his son. And I hope that's not a spoiler for you, Victoria.
It totally is, but okay. Haven't seen it yet.
Another one. All right, so anyway, that's the latest. Harrison Ford in the focus here. He's got a new movie coming out.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.